plighted robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies a heavy on my chest. And weaves itself into my midnight slumber. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and reposes to boot my anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plan for you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, and your sheet slips to me all from under you. And the blanketing tickles, you feel like mixed pickles, so terribly sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you cross and you tumble and toss, so there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes will creep to the ground in a heap, and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns and politely declined to remain at its usual angle. Well, you get some repose in the form of a dose with hot eyeballs and head ever aching. But your slumbering dreams are such horrible dreams that you'd very much better be waking. For your dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage. And you're giving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're a ravenous horde and they all came on board the Scone Square and South Kensington stations. And bound on that journey you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized and you don't be surprised when he tells you he's only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with a singular lad by the ship now four-wheeler. And you're playing round games and he calls your bad name till you tell him the ties pay the dealer. But this your gong stands, you throw up your hand and you find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your socks are black silk, but your crocs are in Salisbury plain and a bicycle. And he and the crew are on bicycles too, which they've somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tars all the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices all goods and car fixtures to cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good spaceman to plant a small trait and first take up his boots for the boot tree. And his legs will take root and his fingers will shoot and they'll blossom and bud like a fruit tree. From the green goes a tree, you get grapes and green tea, cauliflower, pineapple and cranberries. And the place you cook plum cherry brandy will grant apple pus and three corners and cranberries. The shares are a penny and ever so many are taken by Ross, John and Baring. And just as a few are allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck and the wonder you snore for your heads and the floor and your needles and bits of your soul for your sins and your flesh and the creep for your left is a deep and your glam and your dog and the fly and your nose and bump in your lung and a feverish tongue and a thirst and a tender and a general sense of you haven't been sleeping in coma. But the darkness has passed and it's daylight at last and the night has been